It's hard to find U.S. dollars in Venezuela, thanks to strict currency controls. That might not sound like a big deal, but it means huge headaches for Venezuelan businesses that need dollars to import goods. For some Venezuelans, the best option is to cross the border to the Colombian city of Cúcuta, where greenbacks are plentiful. In fact, that city's money traders are so important, they help set black market money exchange rates in Venezuela. Reporter John Otis has the story.
Bolívares a la orden, amigo. Internet viajero, bolívares, dólares, sigan.
Here in Cúcuta, located just across the Táchira River from Venezuela, you can't walk more than a few blocks without receiving offers from street corner money changers.
Bolívares a la orden, siga. Internet viajero, bolívares.
They represent the informal market. The city is also home to 360 registered casas de cambio, or currency exchanges. Many of these trading houses have goofy names like Mercurio, Pamba Express, and El Calvo, which means bald guy, and is run by a bald guy. The money changers buy and sell Colombian pesos, Venezuelan bolivars, and increasingly U.S. dollars. Many of their customers are Venezuelans, like Vladimir Valbuena.
Manguera de Fogue, Renault Clio 2005.
Manguera de qué?
De Fogue.
Valbuena runs a crop dusting business in the Venezuelan city of Mérida. He needs dollars to import spare parts from the U.S. and Canada to keep his spray planes in the air.
El trámite se hace demasiado engorroso.
But he says buying dollars from the Venezuelan government, which is the only legal way to obtain them, takes months and that his requests are nearly always denied. Valbuena could change on the black market, but he sometimes needs $25,000 or more, sums that are not always available on the street on short notice. It's also risky. Changing on the black market carries a 6-year jail sentence. So once a month, Valbuena makes the 4-hour drive from Mérida to Cúcuta, where he can legally purchase dollars.
Y es una transacción muy rápida, muy cómoda, te atienden muy bien.
It's fast and easy, he says. People here are friendly, and you can get the dollars you need.
¿Cuánto bolívares tiene?
But it's not just convenience that makes Cúcuta important to Venezuelans. Cúcuta's money changers help determine Venezuela's black market price for dollars. How do they do that? When Venezuelans change their bolivars for dollars on the streets, they often check websites like Dollar Today to find out the black market exchange rate. Dollar Today, in turn, comes up with its numbers by checking exchange rates in Cúcuta. But how do Cúcuta's traders get their numbers? To find out, I meet with José María González, president of Cúcuta's Money Changers Association. Warning, this involves a bit of math.
Es como cualquier producto, se fija.
González says money traders here set the exchange rate between Venezuelan bolívars and Colombian pesos based on daily supply and demand for the two currencies. To calculate how much a dollar is worth, they then divide that number into Colombia's official exchange rate between pesos and dollars. It may seem unfair that Colombians waving thick wads of bills on the streets of Cúcuta can help sway dollar prices in Venezuela. But José Rosso, who lives in the Venezuelan border town of San Antonio, calls this one of the many economic distortions caused by government currency controls that were first put in place in 2003 to reduce capital flight. Rather than blaming Cúcuta's money traders, Venezuelans seem grateful for their services. Take Cecilia Lozada, who has crossed the border to change about $300. Her money changer gives her a slightly better rate than she could get on the Venezuelan black market for accepting low-denomination bills, which take up a lot of space. That means Lozada must travel back to Venezuela with 5 plastic bags jammed with 20,000 bolivars. But she's thrilled to have the extra cash. For NPR News, I'm John Otis.